following pressure from the French military, newly elected French President Jacques Chirac has announced that France will resume nuclear testing at Mururoa Atoll in the South Pacific. Now, let me get this right. Mururoa Atoll is actually a bit of France, right? That just happens to be down here in this neck of the woods. So the French just treat it like their beach house, don't they? You know what people who've got beach houses are like. Their normal house back in the city, very nice, very tidy, paintings up, gardens looked after, the owner's generally acting quite civilised. Then you go to his beach house, he's got the bad shorts on, the decor sucks, garbage everywhere, maybe a couple of rusted car hulks out on the front lawn, he's got a big smoking Barbie fired up, maybe he's burning off on the wrong day. He doesn't care, bugger the neighbours. He only sees them 2 weeks out of every year. Well, that's what France are up to. Pop down here, bit of a picnic lunch, drop a couple of atom bombs, leave a note on the fridge, sorry about the mess, back home to sing some champagne, open an art gallery and crank out some more of those tedious Three Colours movies. Where have you been? Oh, down the beach house. How was it? Oh, very nice. Weather's great. Neighbours are a bit quiet. Don't see them much anymore, except that one with the three heads.
You know their problem, Tade. You know the problem with the French. They've never won a war. That's what they're trying to do. They've never won a war. The only people they've come close to beating are the people who actually live on Mururoa Atoll.
Oh, they've been pounded.
Yeah, they haven't finished that job. I can understand it if they were, you know, testing for Yoplait or needed the safety of the South Pacific because, you know, they were testing some new highly pungent cheeses. But what are they dropping bombs for? And on our doorstep, in our backyard. How rude. How rude is that? That's so French. That would be like me going round to dinner at President Chirac's house, dropping my pants between courses and lighting my own fart. So, I'm sorry, Mr. President. I haven't singed your eyebrows, have I? Are you aware of Australia's reaction to the resumption
listen, just one moment. We don't tell you how to make your little home and away. You don't tell us how to contaminate much of the South Pacific with radioactive fallout.
Can you explain in layman's terms how a nuclear explosion can be completely safe simply because it is detonated underground?
Well, let me give you a straightforward example. You know when you have, say, eaten a hearty French meal with several courses and rich fruity sauces and spicy terrines, etc.?
Yes.
Yeah, you will inevitably feel the urge to, peel one off.
I'm sorry?
To play a recto reveille on the backdoor bugle, as it were.
All right.
Now, one option is to simply stand up and let fly, embarrassing your guests and polluting the immediate environment with little regard for people's health or welfare. However, the polite host will fight this urge and, with considerable skill and risk to himself, force the explosion deep into his seat cushion, where the damage to the atmosphere and his self-esteem will be minimal.
Right.
And this is what we are doing at Mururoa, a series of completely harmless one-cheek sneaks.
Well, thanks for clearing that up, Andre.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I think I feel some renewed testing coming on. Oh, lucky I didn't sign that treaty.
The French say these nuclear tests will be the last. Isn't that great? That's good of them, yeah. Oof. It's a bit like the Unabomber sending out a press release saying, I'm just going to bomb 8 more schools and that's it. I'm hanging up the hooded sweatshirt. And they also say that after the tests, listen to this, Mururoa may be turned into a Club Med-style resort. Oh, that'll be great, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
Darling, it seems the Killing Fields are booked solid this year. What say we take the kids to Mururoa Atoll? Isn't that, like turning Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch into a child minding centre? The explosions, as Gareth Evans keeps pointing out, are going on underground.
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 I see now. Well, that's fine. I mean, the French would know a bit about that, wouldn't they? I mean, that's where they hid for the last two wars, didn't they? They'd be used to that. Hid like snivelling cowards underground. They'll be right at home there. How's that for them, Tote? They wait in little holes like frightened little bunny rabbits, right? They wait till it's over. Then, when it's done, they come out and start can-canning all over the place and making their crap art house films. The thing we have to work out is why exactly they're not exploding them in France. And I think I know the reason, in fact, is because they couldn't find a patch of land inside France that wasn't riddled with the bodies of dead foreigners.
That's right, dead foreigners, people who had to fight for France in the absence of anyone named Pierre, who was at home working on his mime routine.
Oh, yeah, Tone, they're good mimes. They can mime, they can walk into the wind, they can climb a ladder, but ask them to mime an heroic wartime action and they'll stand there with a confused expression on their face, scratching their ass.
What's the latest, Senator Evans, on Australia's response to France?
Well, as you know, we've already used the word deplorable. Off the record, of course, I've used words like appalling, reprehensible. And after an all-night think tank, my staff have come up with willful and regrettable.
Mm.
And in a sternly worded letter to the French ambassador, I personally underlined the words unfortunate, ill-advised and snappalicious. I'm not sure what the last one was doing, but my secretary hasn't been well.
Our next caller is Graham.
How are you?
All right, your foreign minister, you're pretty dacked off.
Yeah.
How do you retaliate?
I reckon you'd have to drop a truckload of turds outside the front of the French embassy doors.
I think they'd just turn it into a new French film, probably. Three colours brown. You just wait.
Yeah, McDonald's.
Hello, this is Tony Martin and Mick Malloy calling. Are you selling French fries today?
Of course we are.
Yeah? Are you sure you can't take them off the menu just for today?
Why would we want to?
It's Bastille Day, pal.
Okay.
In the drive-thru, don't serve any Peugeots.
No Peugeots in drive-thru, huh?
And when somebody orders a burger, just say, would you like nothing with that?
No worries.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Baker's Delight.
Hello, this is Tony Martin and Mick Malloy calling. Are you selling any French bread today?
Yes, we're selling French cobs, I believe.
Right, do you feel guilty about that? You don't feel like you're getting behind the movement today, Bastille Day and all?
I wasn't aware it was that day.
Really?
I'm just the cleaner.
just the cleaner. Well, we can't blame you personally. Can you make sure they take that French bread off the shelves?
I'll look into it this moment.
So you're the cleaner. You could probably do something quite appropriate with it. Your choice, half flush or full.
Righto.
Doors Plus, Robert speaking.
Yes, Doors Plus. And what's your catchphrase, sir?
No fuss.
And we fit, stain and...
Deliver.
Yes, just making sure it's really you. This is Tony Martin and Mick Malloy calling.
Yes.
We're just wondering, are you selling any French doors today?
We hope to.
You wouldn't consider a moratorium just for this day on the French doors?
No.
You haven't considered the possibility of just taking them all out the front and starting a bonfire?
I wish I could afford to do that.
You know, painting yourself red, white and blue and dancing about nude before the flames?
Can you call them something else just for today?
Yeah, well, we'll just call them double doors, eh? That's all they are.
Good on you, mate. Nice to know you can play the game.
Yeah.
You're getting into the spirit of it now, aren't you?
That's right.
You'll be bouncing around in a stripy T-shirt in a minute, won't you?
All right, thanks for your help, sir.
Righto then.
Look, Mick, French Knickers Theatre Restaurant.
Give them a call, Tone.
Good afternoon, Hunchback Theatre Restaurant.
Didn't you used to be French Knickers?
Yes, we did.
Was that a protest against what's going on at Miraroa that you changed the name?
No, we changed last year.
Oh, right. We thought that instead of being naughty but nice, you were going naughty but militant.
You didn't have to change it that much. I mean, French Knickers is fine. You just could have adapted it to something like, oh, I don't know, Bog Catchers. That would still have appealed to the locals, wouldn't it?
Do you think?
I don't know. You'd have a line of chorus girls doing the can-can. There's a dress fly up. You just see big, baggy, yellow Bog Catchers.
That sounds wonderful. You should write the show.
Here's an idea, Tone. Why don't we call a brothel and see if they've got any French maids?
Good afternoon, the Daily Planet. Kerry speaking. Can you hold the line, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm in the mood already.
Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
This is Tony Martin and Mick Malloy calling. We were just wondering, do you do anything along the lines of a French maid fantasy?
Come in, darling. We've got 10 very gorgeous girls today. Take a look and see for yourself. They'll make anything and look anything that you want them to.
We're thinking, because it's Bastille Day, shouldn't you be putting a sort of moratorium?
No, we shouldn't, because everyone's very anti-French.
Right, so you don't have any French maids?
No. How about a good Australian maid?
Never get anything done.
When you say they'll make anything...
Hang on just a moment.
Oh, I think she's on the job, Tone. Tone, let's call that French teacher.
Hello, who's calling?
Hello, Claude. This is Tony Martin and Mick Malloy calling from the Martin Malloy Radio Show.
Yes.
And we just want to get a few simple phrases translated into French, if that's all right.
All right, yes.
What's the first one, Mick?
Sorry.
Désolé.
Does that one get much use in France?
Oh, yes. Very much so, yes.
Right. What about this one? Whoops, there goes the South Pacific.
I would say, hoops, adieu le Pacifique Sud.
Okay, that's very useful. And we've got one final phrase.
It's okay, go ahead.
The phrase we'd like translated is, you're a pack of miserable assholes.
I say, vous êtes un groupe de truducs misérables.
Thank you.
Most welcome.
French Consul General, how may we help you?
Hello, this is Tony Martin and Mick Malloy calling. We've got a message for you from all Australians. Mick?
Vous êtes un groupe de trois ducs misérables, pal.